Welcome to the Learning Reinvented podcast, brought to you by myself, James Politillo, and the team at The Learning Effect. There are lots of learning podcasts out there, so we wanted to do something slightly different. This week, we'll be reflecting on our attendance at the Learning Technologies Conference 2023 in London. The conference happened last week, and myself and Katie were really pleased to get back out there in the real world speaking to real people, potential customers, partners, people we have worked with in the past, and also people we have only met online. Now, one of the fallouts of that is Katie's now not very well. So this was intended to be both of us sharing our reflections, but as Katie's lost her voice, that hasn't quite worked. But we did make a commitment to get our reflections out to you as soon as possible. So what I wanted to do was just share some of our thinking and some of the things we took away from the conference. So if we start with the conference itself, now a year on from the last learning tech that happened at that point where we weren't really sure what was happening off the back of COVID, we found that there was definitely a higher footfall this year. So lots of people seem to be back out there attending conferences. The way we people are approaching things is very, very different. So there didn't seem to be a real view that being face to face was anything strange anymore. So it seemed quite relaxed in that way of things. The conference itself has got so big. So if you haven't been to Learning Tech before, it's the exhibition is a huge hall of suppliers, some of them with huge grand stands and some more tiny and focused. So ourselves, we only had a two-person stand. So it's literally a table, two chairs, and the ability to talk to people, which is all we need, because the ability for us to have quality conversations with people is really helpful. Whereas some of the bigger suppliers obviously have lots of things to draw people in. But when we were reflecting and talking about this, we're not entirely sure some of those things are the right things to draw the right people into the stand. So, you know, whether it's cuddly toys or giveaways or pens or razzmatazz or games, just my question is, what's that actually doing apart from creating something for people to come to? But what are the quality of conversations happening around some of that noise? There have been some developments and some progressions that were good. So one of the challenges last year was any supplier who was near to one of the exhibition theatres. So they have little theatres set up throughout the exhibition hall where suppliers can give sort of 20 to 30 minute presentations around their product or around a case study of one of their clients or just some thought leadership on what they're doing. But we found in the past these were broadcast on speakers and they tended to take over the whole of the surrounding area. But they'd instigated an approach of headphones for people attending those. Now, obviously, that sort of limited the audience. And it was interesting to know that not all suppliers seem to be following that, as there were still a fair amount of talks that seemed to rely on speakers and a lot of noise disrupting what was going on around them. But that was certainly a benefit for those people wanting to have quality conversations on the exhibitor stands surrounding those theatres. So that was some level of progression. But in terms of the overall event, it probably hasn't moved forward a lot. It's still lots of stands, pretty overwhelming. So one thing we found when people were approaching our stand is there isn't really a key thing of what people want to talk about, because each individual and each organization will have very, very different needs, be at very different stages of their progression and their learning journey. But what was a uniform bit of feedback to us was that they found the whole event overwhelming. And I think that's really important and something I'll come back to later. Also just how that sort of event runs, and it was quite interesting. Myself and Katie are business owners. There's two of us in the business. We care about the business, we care about our customers. And so we saw that as a brilliant opportunity to get back and speak to people. So we're there approaching people, saying hello, saying good morning, greeting everyone who comes past our stand. It's quite noticeable the different levels of engagement you get from some of the different stands. Some stands, it seemed like they were just there to make up the numbers. There wasn't any real effort to speak to people, which is interesting. And certainly if I was a business owner and paying for that space and stand and finding the people who were working for me or representing me weren't really representing me, I'd find that a little bit strange. But you know, that is the different way that people approach things. Another thing we took away just from the exhibition, and something that maybe the learning tech industry needs to do better, is the sustainability of the event. There is huge amounts of money that go into building the stands, setting up the stands, creating handouts and leaflets and takeaways for people. So whether that's bags or pairs of socks or cuddly toys or all of the various different things we saw given away. But you could see certain people who'd been around the exhibition and literally picked up everything that they could find in that exhibition to walk away. They almost looked like Christmas trees, walking out with four or five bags full of goodies over their shoulder. And again, I'm not sure of the environmental credibility of how much it costs in terms of to the environment, of those things and the carbon footprint impact of people attending those exhibitions. So could there be something that we do to make those things more sustainable? And no one was sort of pulling back to those green credentials, because in itself, I don't think that event is particularly green in how it runs. I also have to question some of the investment that went into those stands. So, you know, it cost us an investment for that opportunity to talk to customers, but some of the bigger stands must be spending an awful lot of money to try and draw in lots of people. And we certainly heard off the record from other suppliers that they don't see it as an investment. They just see it as they have to be there, because if they're not there, it raises more questions than not. So I'll question whether that event is doing the best for everyone in terms of driving either awareness or quality conversations or helping from a buyer perspective. One of the things we did in the run-up to the conference and exhibition was we produced five special episodes of the podcast, and those were designed to help people both in preparation for the event, but also when they were attending, and also after the event, in terms of taking away what they could do on that learning tech purchase journey. And having attended the event now, all of those messages absolutely stand up, because the market has not changed massively. So let's move on now to reflections from the actual content of the exhibition and what we saw. So I want to come back to that point I touched upon earlier, which is how overwhelming the event is. Now, the event has tagged onto it this year not only learning technologies, but also HR technologies. So we met a number of people who'd gone there to look for both. And if you think it's bad enough trying to work your way through 200 learning tech suppliers, throw on another equivalent number of HR tech providers, and you're going to walk out if they're overwhelmed. How you can go into that space and work your way through all of those suppliers and find out what you really need is confusing. People were coming over to us, and the general thought was we were at one side of the exhibition hall. So if they'd found us having worked their way across the hall, overwhelmed was definitely a general response, that there was so much there, it was quite hard to work their way through those different options and what they meant to them. So everything sounds similar. People are putting across similar products, but they're again pushing the same messaging. So that messaging often this year was wrapped up in AI and some of the things that are really topical in the news and in the world. But what we were hearing when we spoke to people below that is those probably aren't the number one agenda for those learning teams. So in terms of learning progression and learning journey, is AI really the most important thing? Now, it might be if you take a step back and look at your business. So the questions you should probably be asking yourself about AI is, how's this going to affect the fundamentals of our business? How's this going to affect the wider way that we deliver our services, the wider way that we interact with our customers or clients or whatever you're doing in your organization. That's a really important thing to be aware of in your business and thinking about how you can support that and how you can upskill your people and how you can work through any restructures or fallouts that are going to come from that. However, being very introspective on the learning function as a starting point for that is probably not the right place to be, because if you're just thinking about your learning delivery and how you can put AI in because you should be doing it, I don't think that's the right place to start, because fundamentally, the most important thing for any learning team is that you're aligned to your business, not you're offering a really swanky and high-tech service. Because if that service isn't aligned to your business, doesn't matter how good it looks or how efficient it is. So that's probably the first point to that conversation. It's also interesting to think about how AI was approached by suppliers as well. So some suppliers have been working on building AI or similar tools into their products for a period of time, whereas other suppliers have been almost jumping on that bandwagon because everyone's doing it. They feel that they must be presenting themselves as an ad, having that add-on, having that integrated into the service. But I think you'll find that generative AI is something we're all exploring now. We're looking at the possibilities. I think you have penny drop moments as you start to think about it, and the art of the possible starts to dawn on you and you start to think through things. So if you're going to that conference and talking about what can be delivered, I think any of those organizations is only just exploring the possibilities. So speaking to a salesperson at that conference, they're probably not as close to that as the person who's architecting the solution. And it's probably not as close to it as it's going to be in 6 to 12 months. So it's probably the wrong place to be having those level of conversations. Another thing we noticed about the content of the exhibition was, again, people saying that they weren't quite ready for those things. So the challenges that they're facing are far more basic than maybe the industry is presenting. And I think this comes back to the mismatch between what a conference and exhibition is there to do and what people are doing in the real world. So a conference might be there to drive thought leadership, to get people to look into the future. But the reality of how many people are quite there is very small percentage of the people who might be attending. When you get down into the exhibition, again, the same thing is relevant. So people are coming there looking for real level solutions for their business, and they may well be struggling with things that are seen as almost old hat. So we heard people talking about delivering compliance for their business, and that compliance is very important because they're in a regulated industry. But certain suppliers have just almost viewed that as unimportant because there's shinier things, there's more bells and whistles, there's more future facing things. So the real level challenges of how you embed that learning or how you deliver results for your business seems almost forgotten by some of the suppliers. We're hearing from learning professionals a lot more focus on practice, being able to implement those skills, being able to move within that business. And every year, the industry's got to reinvent itself to make it sound like it's progressing and moving forward. So we've seen in the past the arguments of LMS to LXP. We've then seen discussions recently where last year it was all about skills and how we're keeping up to date with skills. And we hear about the skills half-life and how you equip people to stay relevant in an ever-changing skills environment. This year, that had moved on to being about AI. If we look at the actual overall products that sit under that, the changes are not massive under there. So the products are very similar, but the wrapping on top and the marketing on top is just pushing something that makes these things seem relevant. So stepping back, it would be our advice to almost forget about all those lights and bells and whistles that you may have seen, and certainly treat with caution some of those promises people are making about embracing new technology such as generative AI, and look back to what is your business focusing on, what's fundamental to your business, because your business is meant to be the key to what you're delivering. It's going to be the key to profitability or sustainability of your organization. So think about what the challenges are that they're going to have to navigate, and then think about how you're set up to help them navigate those solutions. So going from a supplier-led approach to a company-led approach of the solutions you're trying to use and solve. I think the last point to lead on is remembering your business is individual, and what you're doing will be right for your business. You don't have to follow the crowd. You don't have to worry about who else has got what. There are lots of technical, very complex solutions out there. People talking about VR or various other things. There is little point in employing a technology if it's not really solving the problem you need to focus on. So using something like VR shouldn't be something you feel you have to do unless there is a real need for it in your business. So you can over-engineer your solutions, you can over-engineer your technology. You can also just go out there and buy reams and reams of sort of middle quality content. And I'd really strongly urge you to step back and think about those things that are really adding value to your business. And that's what we found at the conference. It's a real opportunity for us who provide a level of support for people through that journey where we look at things like learning strategy and learning tech selection. But what we found most valuable was that opportunity to have a 2 or 3 minute conversation where we were able to showcase our value to potential clients by helping them to really think about the value of what they've got now, what they're focused on. And that's where we tend to start all of our services with what we call our learning health check. And that enables you to have an outside view help you navigate around what you're trying to work through. So what you've currently got in place, what your business is doing, what your industry is doing, and looking at all of those factors in the round in itself provides a great starting point for you to think about what you may be need to do differently or evolve or change. And it provides a basis for you to either reshape or reflect whether your learning strategy is where it needs to be, or if you haven't got one, put in place a learning strategy. And that very easily then helps you to think about that learning transformation. So, where are the skills needed in your business? What culture do you have? And do you want to change that in terms of how people approach and embrace learning? What are the infrastructure points across your business that drive people to learn or not learn? And are those nudging people in the right direction? And where does your business and your people need to be? So we find that's a really valuable point for our clients. And being able to have those conversations, I think people walk up and think, oh, I don't need any help with any of this journey. But that exhibition in itself was a microcosm of why they do. So they're walking in there. They maybe aren't 100% clear on exactly what they should be doing because those things have changed and evolved over time. And why would you step back and think about those things when maybe you're stuck in the day-to-day of your business delivery? And then they walk into an exhibition where there are 200 plus suppliers all saying something similar and different and showing exciting things and trying to persuade you that their way of thinking about something is the right way. At that point, having someone who can help you step back and navigate that and think about where you need to go and remove all the noise of what people are telling you you should be doing is really valuable. And we saw people very quickly realize how we can help them, or people who are in our space can help them on that journey. And don't think you have to do everything you're alone, and see the benefit of having someone help you on that journey. Now, those are just a few of our reflections on our attendance at the exhibition. The other ones were it was busy, it was crazy, it was really hard work standing up for 2 days talking to absolutely everyone we could, but we really, really enjoyed it. And it was great to meet in person people that we have built online relationships with, and collaborated with over a period of time, to have them come up and speak to us at the stand. And that's very much what we feel on the podcast as well, is that we're having a personal conversation with you, and that we're able to share our thoughts, what works, what doesn't, and bring some very real world thinking and also showcase the ideas of our guests. So thank you very much for tuning into this episode. It's been a little bit different as it's just me talking, and I wanted to share both mine and Katie's reflections. So these are not just my reflections. This was our debrief as a team, and we look forward to you listening to future episodes as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Learning Reinvented podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. If you've not already done so, please follow our podcast. And if the Learning Effect can help you and your organisation, please do get in touch. You can find both James and Katie on LinkedIn, and our contact details are in the show notes below.